Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable, so if you're looking for a new kit for your team for the new season, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk. Raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Ellie Gibbons, no stranger to Super League, obviously Stars, Wasps, Storm, but also this season you've joined a team with such a great history in Prem 1, Western Park Blades. Ellie, welcome back to the podcast. And
Thank you.
You knew their history, didn't you? So what was it like for you when you first decided to join them?
Yeah, so obviously for me, having stepped away from Super League this year, obviously location-wise, I'm down in Bournemouth, so not much really down there. But I obviously have come across Western Park Blades in Prem, having previously played for New Campbell for the last 6 or 7 years, I think. So obviously knew what a strong side they were. I recall last season when we played them away, we had Fumi at one end and Fran Williams at the other. So I think the spectators were pretty happy when they turned up to a little sports hall and saw some international superstars. And amongst all of those, obviously, past and present Super League players and internationals. So, yeah, super exciting to kind of go from one brilliant club to be accepted into another. And, you know, it's just a really lovely, I say transition, but actually, you know, it's intense. And I think for anyone that's watched a Prem game can probably agree that it is, yeah, it's quite the spectacle, definitely.
Obviously, Prem 1, Hucklecourt, New Campbell, Turnford, Bury, Oldham, strong teams.
Yeah, and you know what? I remember my first ever Prem game years ago now, and just it was against Oldham, actually, and a real baptism of fire. And I just, it's funny now when you have like youngies coming up and just the looks on their faces, you're like, no, I know, it's pretty intense, but it's just lovely to, you know that actually week in, week out, you are running, you know, off against international players and emerging talent. And it's just a real mixture of those players, which I think sometimes, obviously, you know, once you get to Super League standard, there are generally you're playing against those kind of seasoned players. But it's, I think with Prem, it's a real nice mixture of both. You've got your veterans and you've got your youngies coming through. So, yeah, it's a lovely mixture.
Have you seen the amount of Super League players performing in Prem over the years? Or has there always been that amount of players?
Yeah, I think obviously the way that the seasons align, you would play both. So you would start, what would Prem starts in September, Super League now, I think it's starting in March, I believe, this
crazy
year.
Yeah.
I think so. Don't hold me to that, but I think it is. So there is quite a big gap, actually, you know, for players to still play, but it's always, you always then get to the end of the season and the teams change. But I think actually what will be nice now is, I mean, I see the likes of, you know, Jade Clark playing for Oldham. So I think, like, for me still, if I am playing in those games, I still get starstruck by, you know, who I'm playing against or with. So I think it has always from memory been like that. But I think particularly with the cut of players this year, players would have either been forced to or decided to not have a contract. And actually, it's a really nice opportunity for people to still play at a really high level, obviously with being able to still work full time as well. So, yeah, it's good opportunity.
And Ellie, for Blades as well, people will recognise so many of those names. Mia, Sophie, Jada as well. And we can add your name to it now.
Yeah. No, that's the thing. I think, you know, there's lots of clubs in a similar position, actually, you know, your Oldhams, your New Campbells, Turnfords. But I think with Blades, if they've had such a real consistent level of having those players that are coming back from, you know, playing internationally or have played SSN, and they're actually then coming and dipping back into that community. And, you know, what you can learn off of people, even playing one game in the season or training alongside them before they go off to somewhere else, it's invaluable. So it's pretty cool going to still play week in, week out with, like you say, the Mias and, you know, Sophies and all of the other girls that are there. It's, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
And that's one heck of a WhatsApp group.
It is, yeah. There's a, I could do that thing where you you scroll through and pick a nice famous netballer through your WhatsApp contacts. So,
How about the Blades Prem squad? Obviously, you're coached by Jan and obviously Shauna as well.
Yeah, really exciting. Actually, obviously the first time I've come across both coaches, but with, you know, I am myself, I'm a trainer. I love training. I always have done, and I really enjoy training hard and learning a lot, even at the ripe age of 30. So I was really reluctant to lose out on obviously having Mickey and Mel and Bianca as coaches for the last few years. The sessions were brilliant and we learned so much, and I was didn't want to lose that. And I'm actually really happy that, you know, Shauna is an awesome coach, who's obviously just been picked up with assistant coach for Nottingham Forest this year, which was really exciting. So yeah, happy to have, you know, still want to learn. Doesn't matter how old you are or how much experience you've had. So yeah, and they definitely have really, that kind of side of it has been really good so far. And I have a little notepad and I write down, and when I come back to Camford to work, I just reproduce that. So don't tell my boss that though. So I think I'm cheating.
Blades, just moved into a new home, haven't you, as well? So what's that like for you as a player on court?
Yeah, so luckily, so our Sarah Wakeman, our team manager, has been working really, really hard in the off-season. So she managed to secure a partnership with Southampton Solent University. So having previously been at Sparshot College, where we still will train, but all our games are now going to be from Solent Uni. For us, that means we're in a lovely sports hall where it's, you know, can seat up to 500 people. And there's a real big push for getting people. Obviously, the Southwest have lost three franchises really within reach. So we're hoping to kind of fill that gap a little bit for people to be able to come along and watch some really high quality netball. So, you know, Southampton's hopefully pretty central to those in the South. And I believe tickets may range from £5 to £8. But again, don't hold me on that. But on the Western Park Blades website, you can, or across the socials, you'll be able to find like a link that will take you to like the Eventbrite section if anyone fancies to come and watch us. So yeah, we're hoping to fill out those seats and hopefully put some wins on the board. So yeah.
Yeah, a few games in, obviously you're doing pretty good so far. Have you found it?
Yeah, really good actually. So yeah, we had two weekends ago we played Charnwood. I think we won 75-50 something. It was a good game, everyone on court. So really nice way to start our season. You know, Blades obviously wasn't there last year, but they finished second in Premier League last year. And I think sights are very much, we've set all our goals, is minimum top two. Like we're hoping to go for that top spot, of course. So I definitely think we've got, you know, the talent, a real full squad, I would say, you know, not just a seven, which is, I think, crucial for Prem, particularly where people are pulled in different directions, got to rely on that greater squad. So yeah, it's looking exciting and promising, definitely.
It's about keeping sport visible in the South and Southeast as well. So I suppose, what if somebody wants to become a Blade, how do they get involved?
I would say you could reach out to us on our social. So Instagram's very active at Western Park Blades. There's also a website that's very good and updated, and you know, it's got lots of information on it. And like I say, Sarah, our team manager, and Simon, they're brilliant on the comms. So definitely get in touch. It's a brilliant club. A lot of history. Got some really nice new kit this season as well, I must say. So very impressed so far.
And the nice thing is as well, you're another one of the noted clubs that play in Flyhawk kit. What's that like for you? How does it make you feel?
So good. I love the Flyhawk dresses. They're just so comfy. They cover you in all the right places. Really, really lovely to play on. I think someone has always said to me, this was Mel Mansfield, look good, feel good, play good. So yeah, I think it makes a difference if you can step out onto the court feeling confident. So yeah, thank you to Flyhawk for your wonderful dresses. We appreciate them.
And just being able to have a company like that, that really cares for netballers and playing in the best possible kit.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and that is what they do. That they are a specialist in netball dresses, and you know, the likes of London Pulse as well, who wear their kit. So obviously they care about what the netballer wants, and as a female athlete, how you want to feel when you step out on court. So yeah, brilliant to have them involved as well. You can get some Blade socks as well if you're lucky. So can send you a pair, Andy.
You know, I'll agree to that. And also on the website as well, opportunities for coaches and umpires to get involved as well. That's important.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, when at Storm training, we always kind of had umpires coming down to umpire our games, because you then get to a game and you're like, well, why am I getting called for that? Or blah, blah, blah. So, you know, it's definitely for umpires to come along and either in training session, coaches. We think, you know, we have lots of coaches involved. Nikki Lloyd as well, who's joined us this year from the Surrey Storm Pathway System. So we've got a really good team around the team, which is super important as well, definitely.
On the website as well, it said last season the squads including 12 current under-17, under-19, under-21s and full internationals, 25 NPL players and 13 Super League players. That is a really impressive stat.
Yeah, it's quite the good recipe, isn't it?
But things like that just go to show what being part of Blades means.
Absolutely, yeah. And like you're right, we've got such good, strong youth coming through. What I've seen so far, you know, the likes of Neve, who's just got into the Roses Academy again. She's a little superstar, had been at Storm previously as well, trained with us a little bit towards the end of last Super League season. So, you know, to play with those girls and play with them at the start of their careers, it's just really exciting to kind of see, you know, all the joy and the blisters they've got ahead of them. So definitely good.
Happy that you've joined. What are you getting out of it so far?
For me, it's just like, you know, I have always played Prem alongside Super League, but it's just, you know, it has left a slight gap in my life of what I'm used to, you know, driving down to Surrey near enough every day. But, you know, Blades has kind of been a great transition for me as well. And it's still just as high a standard of training and competition for me. You know, I feel very lucky to have been a part of New Campbell as well. And it's been, you know, lovely to transition across, like you say, into a team that is star-studded. And we're lucky to have Lucy Reed as our club captain as well. She's also a superstar and just creates a really lovely culture. So yeah, it's been great.
I've already got the 24th of November marked off on my calendar. Know what that is?
One of our games?
Yeah. You're playing Grangetown up here.
There we are. Well, we'll see you there. Bring your socks up.
Ellie, thanks for your time. More on Blades, Weston Park, blades.co.uk.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. And yeah, hopefully see some of you guys at a game soon.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.